Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. An Empirical Study of Training Self-Supervised Vision Transformers. Authored 2021 by Facebook Artificial Intelligence Research, Xinlei Chen, Saining Xie, Kaiming He. An Empirical Study of Training Self-Supervised. 10. Inlei Chen Saining. Abstract. This paper does not describe a novel method. Instead, it studies a straightforward, incremental, yet must-know baseline given the recent progress in computer vision. Self-supervised learning for vision transformers, VIT. While the training recipes for standard convolutional networks have been highly mature and robust, the recipes for VIT are yet to be built, especially in the self-supervised scenarios where training becomes more challenging. In this work, we go back to basics and investigate the effects of several fundamental components for training self-supervised VIT. We observe that instability is a major issue that degrades accuracy, and it can be hidden by apparently good results. We reveal that these results are indeed partial failure, and they can be improved when training is made more stable. We benchmark VIT results in MoCo V3 and several other self-supervised frameworks, with ablations in various aspects. We discuss the currently positive evidence as well as challenges and open questions. We hope that this work will provide useful data points and experience for future research. 1. Introduction. Unsupervised pre-training has revolutionized natural language processing. NLP, reference 37, 15, 38, 4. In computer vision, the self-supervised pre-training paradigms differ from their NLP counterparts in at least two aspects. I. The learners in NLP are masked autoencoders, while in vision the recently popular choices are Siamese networks, e.g., reference 20, 10, 18, 7. E. The backbone architectures in NLP are self-attentional transformers, reference 43. While in vision the common choice is convolutional, reference 28. Yet non-attentional, deep residual networks, ResNets, reference 21. To complete the big picture of self-supervised learning in vision, and towards closing the gap of pre-training methodology between vision and language, it is of scientific merit to investigate these differences. This work focuses on training transformers with the leading self-supervised frameworks in vision. This investigation is a straightforward extension given the recent progress on vision transformers, VIT, reference 16. In contrast to prior works, reference 9, 16, that train self-supervised transformers with masked autoencoding, we study the frameworks that are based on Siamese networks, including MoCo, reference 20, and asterisk, equal contribution. Self-supervised vision transformers. 10. I.E. Kaiming He. Research. Fair. https://github.com/facebookresearch/moco-v3others, reference 10, 18, 7. Unlike standard convolutional networks whose training practice has been extensively studied thanks to continuous community effort, VIT models are new and their recipes are yet to be established. In this work, we go back to basics and investigate the fundamental components of training deep neural networks, the batch size, learning rate, and optimizer. We find that under various cases, instability is a major issue that impacts self-supervised VIT training. Interestingly, we observe that unstable VIT training may not result in catastrophic failure, e.g., divergence. Instead, it can cause mild degradation in accuracy, e.g., 1-3%. Such a degree of degradation may not be noticeable, unless a more stable counterpart is available for comparison. To the best of our knowledge, this phenomena is rare in the literature of training convolutional networks 1, and we believe this problem and its hidden degradation are worth noticing. To demonstrate the possible harm of instability, we investigate a simple trick that can improve stability in practice. Based on an empirical observation on gradient changes, we freeze the patch projection layer in VIT, i.e., we use fixed random patch projection. We empirically show that this trick alleviates the instability issue in several scenarios and consistently increases accuracy. We benchmark and ablate self-supervised VIT in a variety of cases. We provide VIT results in several self-supervised frameworks. We conduct ablations on architecture designs and discuss the implications. Furthermore, we explore scaling up the VIT models, including the non-trivial VIT large and VIT huge, reference 16. The latter has 40 times more computation than ResNet 50. Reference 21. Based on these experimental results, we discuss both the currently positive evidence as well as the challenges and open questions. We report that self-supervised transformers can achieve strong results using a contrastive learning framework, compared against masked autoencoding, Table 1. This behavior of transformers differs from the existing trend in NLP. Moreover, as a promising signal, our bigger self-supervised VIT can achieve better accuracy, unlike the ImageNet-supervised VIT in Reference 16, whose accuracy degrades if getting bigger. For instance, for the very big VIT large, our self-supervised pre-training can outperform its supervised pre-training counterpart for transfer learning in certain cases. This presents a proof-of-concept scenario where self-supervised pre-training is needed. In addition, we report that our self-supervised VIT models have competitive results versus the big convolutional ResNets in prior art, Reference 11, 18. On one hand, this comparison shows the potential of VIT, especially considering that it achieves these results using relatively fewer inductive biases, Reference 16. On the other hand, we suggest that there could be room for self-supervised VIT models to further improve. As one example, we observe that removing the position embedding in VIT only degrades accuracy by a small margin. This reveals that self-supervised VIT can learn strong representations without the positional inductive bias, but it also implies that the positional information has not been sufficiently exploited. In summary, we believe that the evidence, challenges, and open questions in this study are worth knowing if self-supervised transformers will close the gap in pre-training between vision and language. We hope our data points and experience will be useful to push this frontier. 2. Related work: self-supervised visual representation learning. In computer vision, contrastive learning, Reference 19, has become increasingly successful for self-supervised learning, e.g., Reference 45, 34, 22, 2, 20, 10. The methodology is to learn representations that attract similar, positive, samples and dispel different, negative, samples. The representations from contrastive self-supervised pre-training can outperform their supervised counterparts in certain tasks, Reference 20, 10. Contrastive learning is commonly instantiated as some forms of Siamese networks, Reference 3. Recently, a series of works, Reference 18, 7, 13, retain the Siamese architectures but eliminate the requirement of negative samples. The success of these two methods suggests that it is of central importance to learn invariant features by matching positive samples. Transformers, Reference 43, were originally introduced for machine translation and later became a dominant backbone in NLP, Reference 37, 15, 38, 4. The long-range, self-attentional behavior makes transformers an effective tool given the non-local, relational nature of languages. There have been continuous efforts on generalizing transformers to computer vision, Reference 44, 5, 39, 49, 6, 16. The recent work on vision transformers, VIT, Reference 16, greatly pushes this frontier. VIT is purely transformer-based, rather than interlaced with non-degenerated, i.e., non-1x1, convolutions. 2. This largely closes the architectural gap between NLP and vision. VIT achieves compelling accuracy in supervised learning, especially with large-scale data and high-capacity models. Given these properties, we believe VIT is a must-study baseline for self-supervised learning in computer vision. Self-supervised transformers for vision. In pioneering works, Reference 9, 16, training self-supervised transformers for vision problems in general follows the masked autoencoding paradigm in NLP, Reference 37, 15, Table 1. IGPT, Reference 9, masks and reconstructs pixels, and the self-supervised variant of VIT in, Reference 16, masks and reconstructs patches. In this work, we focus on training transformers in the contrastive, Siamese paradigm, in which the loss is not defined for reconstructing the inputs. 3. MoCo V3. We introduce a MoCo V3 framework that facilitates our study. MoCo V3 is an incremental improvement of MoCo V1/2, Reference 20, 12, and we strike for a better balance between simplicity, accuracy, and scalability. The pseudocode of MoCo V3 is in ALG 1, described next. As common practice, e.g., Reference 20, 10, we take two crops for each image under random data augmentation. They are encoded by two encoders, FQ and FK, with output vectors Q and K. Intuitively, Q behaves like a query, Reference 20, and the goal of learning is to retrieve the corresponding key. This is formulated as minimizing a contrastive loss function, Reference 19. We adopt the form of info NCE, Reference 34. EXP, QK plus, tau, S here K, plus output on the same image as Q, known as Q's positive sample. The set, K minus, consists of FK, S outputs. Is F, K from other images, known as Q's negative samples. T is a temperature hyperparameter, Reference 45, for L2 normalized Q, K. Following, reference 46, 22, 2, 10. In MoCo v3, we use the keys that naturally coexist in the same batch. We abandon the memory queue, reference 20, which we find has diminishing gain if the batch is sufficiently large, e.g., 4096. With this simplification, the contrastive loss in 1 can be implemented by a few lines of code, cctrlq, k, in alg. 1. We adopt a symmetrized loss, reference 18, 7, 13, center, chi, k2, plus ctr, q2, kl. Our encoder fq consists of a backbone, e.g., resnet, vit, a projection head, reference 10, and an extra prediction head, reference 18. The encoder fk has the backbone and projection head, but not the prediction head. Fk is updated by the moving average of fq, reference 20, excluding the prediction head. As a reference, we examine the MoCo v3 accuracy with RESNET 50, R50, detailed in appendix. This table compares the linear probing accuracy in ImageNet. The improvement here is mainly due to the extra prediction head and large batch, 4096, training. 4. Stability of self-supervised VIT training. In principle, it is straightforward to replace a ResNet backbone with a VIT backbone in the contrastive, Siamese self-supervised frameworks. But in practice, a main challenge we have met is the instability of training. We observe that the instability problem cannot be simply reflected by accuracy numbers. In fact, as we will show, the training is apparently good and provides decent results, even when it is potentially unstable. To reveal the instability, we monitor the KNN curves, reference 45, see appendix, during 3 training. In Sec. 4.1, we study how the basic factors influence stability. The curves suggest that the training can be partially successful, or in other words, partially failed. In Sec. 4.2, we explore a simple trick that can improve stability. As a result, the accuracy is improved in various cases. 4.1. Empirical observations on basic factors batch size. VIT models in, reference 16, are by design computationally heavy, see table 2 and 3, and large batch training, reference 17, 47, 48, is a desirable solution to big VIT models. A large batch is also beneficial for accuracy in recent self-supervised learning methods, reference 10, 18, 7. Fig. 1 presents the training curves with different batch sizes. A batch of LK and 2K produces reasonably smooth curves, with 71.5% and 72.6% linear probing accuracy. In this regime, the larger batch improves accuracy thanks to more negative samples, reference 20, 10. The curve of a 4K batch becomes noticeably unstable. See the dips in Fig. 1. It has 72.2% linear probing accuracy. Although this seems to be a marginal decrease versus the 2K batch, its accuracy is harmed by the instability, as we will show in the next subsection. The curve of a 6K batch has worse failure patterns, big dips in Fig. 1. We hypothesize that the training is partially restarted and jumps out of the current local optimum, then seeks a new trajectory. As a consequence, the training does not diverge, but the accuracy depends on how good the local restart is. When this partial failure happens, it still provides an apparently decent result, 69.7%. This behavior is harmful to explorative research. Unlike catastrophic failure that is easily noticeable, the small degradation can be fully hidden. We also find that the mild instability does not result in a noticeably large variation. In many of our ablations, running the same configuration for a second trial often results in a small difference of 0.1 to 0.3%. This also makes it difficult to notice the potential degradation caused by instability. Learning rate. In practice, the learning rate is often scaled when the batch size increases, reference 27, 17. In all experiments in this paper, we adopt the linear scaling rule, reference 27, 17. We set the learning rate as LRX batch size, 256, where LR is a base learning rate. IR is the hyperparameter being set, reference 20, 10, 18. In Fig. 2, we study the influence of IR. When IR is smaller, the training is more stable, but it is prone to underfitting. In Fig. 2, IR equals 0.5 times 10 to the minus 4 has 1.8% worse accuracy than LR equals 1.0 times 10 to the minus 4, 70.4 versus 72.2. In this regime, the accuracy is determined by fitting versus underfitting. Training with a larger IR becomes less stable. Fig. 2 shows that IR equals 1.5 times 10 to the minus 4 for this setting has more dips in the curve, and its accuracy is lower. In this regime, the accuracy is determined by stability. Optimizer. By default, we use Adam W. Reference 31 as the optimizer, which is the common choice for training VIT models, reference 16, 42, 36. On the other hand, recent self-supervised methods, reference 10, 18, 7, are based on the LARS optimizer, reference 47, for large batch training. In Fig. 3, we study the LAM optimizer, reference 48, which is an Adam W. counterpart of LARS. Given an appropriate learning rate, LR equals 5E4, Fig. 3, LAM achieves slightly better accuracy, 72.5%, than Adam W., but the accuracy drops rapidly when LR is larger than the optimal value. LAM with ear equals 6E-4 and 8E-4 has 1.6% and 6.0% lower accuracy. Interestingly, the training curves are still smooth, but they degrade gradually in the middle. We hypothesize that although LAM can avoid sudden change in the gradients, the negative impact of unreliable gradients is accumulated. During our exploration, we find that LAM can achieve comparable accuracy with Adam W. if LR is appropriately chosen. But the sensitivity to ear makes it difficult to ablate four different architecture designs without extra LR search. As a result, we opt to use Adam W. in other parts of this paper. 4.2. A trick for improving stability. All these experiments suggest that instability is a major issue. Next, we describe a simple trick that can improve stability in various cases in our experiments. During training, we notice that a sudden change of gradients, a spike, in Fig. 4, causes a dip in the training curve, which is as expected. By comparing all layers' gradients, we observe that the gradient spikes happen earlier in the first layer, patch projection, and are delayed by couples of iterations in the last layers, see Fig. 4. Based on this observation, we hypothesize that the instability happens earlier in the shallower layers. Motivated by this, we explore freezing the patch projection layer during training. In other words, we use a fixed random patch projection layer to embed the patches, which is not learned. This can be easily done by applying a stop gradient operation right after this layer. Comparisons. In Fig. 5, we show the MOCO V3 results with learnable versus random patch projection. Random patch projection stabilizes training, with smoother and better training curves. This stability benefits the final accuracy, boosting the accuracy by 1.7% to 73.4% at LR equals 1.5 times 10 to the minus 4. The improvement is bigger for a larger LR, 0.4%, 0.6%, 1.7%. This comparison confirms that the training instability is a main issue that impacts accuracy. Besides MOCO, we find that other related methods, reference 10, 18, 7, can also be unstable. Fig. 6 presents the training curves of VIT in SimCLR, reference 10, and BIL, reference 18. Random patch projection improves stability in both SimCLR and BIL, and increases the accuracy by 0.8% and 1.3%. We also observe the instability issue for SWAVE, reference 7, in which, however, the loss diverges, NAN, when it is unstable. Random patch projection helps SWAVE by enabling a relatively larger LR without diverging, and improves its accuracy from 65.8% to 66.4% when using the largest stable LR. In sum, this trick is effective in all these self-supervised frameworks. We have also tried batch norm, BN, reference 24, weight norm, WN, reference 40, our gradient clip on patch projection. We observe that BN or WN on the learnable patch projection layer does not improve instability, and produces similar results. Gradient clip on this layer is useful if given a sufficiently small threshold, which to the extreme becomes freezing the layer. Discussions. It is an interesting observation that it is not necessary to train the patch projection layer. For the standard VIT patch size, the patch projection matrix is complete, 768D output for a 3-channel 16x16 patch, or overcomplete. In this case, random projection should be sufficient to preserve the information of the original patches. We note that freezing the first layer does not change the architecture, and it actually narrows down the solution space. This indicates that the underlying problem is on optimization. The trick alleviates the issue, but does not solve 5-it. The model can still be unstable if ear is too big. The first layer is unlikely the essential reason for the instability. Instead, the issue concerns all layers. The first layer is merely easier to be handled separately, e.g., it is the only non-transformer layer in the backbone. We hope to see a more fundamental solution in future work. 5. Implementation details. This section describes the details of VIT plus MOCO V3. More subtleties are described in the appendix. Optimizer. By default, we use Adam W., reference 31, and a batch size of 4096, reference 10, 18, 7. We search for LR and weight decay WD based on 100 epic results, and then apply it for longer training. We adopt learning rate warm-up, reference 17, for 40 epics, as per warm-up of 10K steps, table 4 in, reference 16. This long warm-up helps alleviate instability, though all unstable results are already with this warm-up. After warm-up, ear follows a cosine decay schedule, reference 30. MLP heads. The projection head, reference 10, is a three-layer MLP, following, reference 11. The prediction head, reference 18, is a two-layer MLP. The hidden layers of both MLPs are 4096D and are with ReLU, reference 32. The output layers of both MLPs are 256D, without ReLU. In MOCO V3, all layers in both MLPs have BN, reference 23, following SIM-CLR, reference 10. The MLP heads of BIL, SWAVE have different BN designs, see appendix. Loss. We scale the contrast of loss in, 1, by a constant 2T, see ALG. 1, following, reference 18, S appendix. This scale is redundant because it can be absorbed by adjusting LR and WD. But this scale makes it less sensitive to the T value when LR and WD are fixed. We set T equals 0.2, reference 12, as the default. VIT architecture. We closely follow the designs in, reference 16. The input patch size is 16 by 16 or 14x14, 716, or 714. And after projection, it results in a sequence of length 196 or 256 for a 224 by 224 input. Position embeddings are added to the sequence, and we use the sine cosine variant, reference 43, in 2D. This sequence is concatenated with a learnable class token. The sequence is then encoded by a stack of transformer blocks, reference 43, following the design in, reference 16. The class token after the last block, and after the final layer norm, reference 1, is treated as the output of the backbone, and is the input to the MLP heads. Linear probing. Following common practice, we evaluate the representation quality by linear probing. After self-supervised pre-training, we remove the MLP heads and train a supervised linear classifier on frozen features. We use the SGD optimizer, with a batch size of 4096, WD of 0, and sweep ear for each case. We train this supervised classifier for 90 epochs in the ImageNet training set, using only random resized cropping and flipping augmentation. We evaluate single crop top 1 accuracy in the validation set. Model. Blocks dim heads params. 6. Experimental results. In this section we benchmark and ablate self-supervised VIT. We perform self-supervised training on the 1.28M ImageNet training set, reference 14, and evaluate by linear probing. Table 2 summarizes the VIT configurations we study. VIT B, L, H follow, reference 16, and VIT S is similar to that in, reference 42. We use VIT B by default in our ablations. Training time. We train our models in TPUs, V3, that are publicly available in Google Cloud Platform, GCP. Table 3 summarizes the training time, per 100 epochs. It takes 2.1 hours training VIT B for 100 epochs, and our ablations typically take 6.3 hours each, 300 epochs. This is a competitive performance, as it enables us to ablate many design decisions. The TPU implementation also makes it possible to explore the VIT H model, which takes 9.8 hours per 100 epochs using 512 TPUs. This is a gigantic scale of training. For the 300 epoch VIT H, this amounts to approximately 625 TPU days, or approximately 1.7 TPU years of training. We also verify our models in GPUs using PyTorch. It takes 24 hours for VIT B in 128 GPUs, versus 2.1 hours in 256 TPUs. With an increasing number of devices, we observe that TPUs scale up more favorably than GPUs. While further engineering optimization could speed up our GPU system, we opt to use the TPU system for the ease of research. 6.1. Self-supervised learning frameworks. We benchmark self-supervised VIT in four frameworks: MOCO V3, SIM-CLR, reference 10, BIL, reference 18, and SWAVE, reference 7. We use the same random projection trick in all cases. We sweep LR and WD for each individual framework for fair comparisons. Table 4 reports the results of VIT S, 16 and VIT B, 16. MOCO V3 has better accuracy on VIT than other frameworks. The relative accuracy among these methods is DIF6 ferent between VIT B and R50, see Fig 7. MOCO V3 and SIM-CLR are more favorable for VIT B than R50, above the diagonal line. 6.2. Ablations of VIT plus MOCO V3. Next, we ablate the designs of the VIT plus MOCO V3 system. We use random patch projection in all ablations. Position embedding. The following table compares the choice of position embedding. Our default is SynCuS. The learned version works well, but not better than SynCuS. Surprisingly, the model works decently even with no position embedding, 74.9%. The capability to encode positions contributes only 1.6%. We believe this data point reveals both strengths and limitations of the current model. On the positive side, it suggests that the model can learn strong representations just by a set of patches, which are fully permutation invariant. This is analogous to bag of words models, reference 41. This model has no positional inductive bias. On the negative side, it also suggests that the model has not made good use of positions, and the gesture of the object contributes relatively little to the representation. We hope this data point will draw attention to future study. Class token. The following table ablates the role of the class token, CLS, in VIT. Global average pooling is used right after the final block if, CLS, is not used. VIT has an extra layer norm, lane, after the final block, reference 16. And if we keep this lane and remove, CLS, the result is much worse, 69.7%. But if we remove this lane and, CLS, the result is nearly unchanged, 76.3%. This comparison indicates that the class token is not essential for the system to work. It also suggests that the choice of normalization layers can make a difference. Batch norm in MLP heads. Unlike the standard res nets, reference 21, VIT models by default have no BN, and thus all BN layers are in the MLP heads. The following table compares with versus without BN in the heads. We have to set the batch size as 2048 when removing BN, otherwise it does not converge. Removing BN reduces accuracy by 2.1%. Despite the decrease, this is a completely BN-free system. This data point suggests that BN is not necessary for contrastive learning to work, yet appropriate usage of BN can improve accuracy. Prediction head. MOCO V3 uses a prediction MLP head as per reference 18. The next table ablates this design. Removing the prediction MLP head has a decent result of 75.5%. While this extra head boosts accuracy, MOCO as a contrastive method does not need the predictor MLP to work, unlike the negative free methods in reference 18, 13. Momentum encoder. The following table compares the momentum coefficient, M, in the momentum encoder. The optimal value is M equals 0.99, our default. The case of M equals O is analogous to SIM-CLR, plus the prediction head and stop gradient on the keys, and its accuracy of 74.3% is similar to SIM-CLR and #X27. S, 73.9%, table 4. The usage of the momentum encoder leads to 2.2% increase. Training length. In the following table, we report VIT S, B plus MOCO V3 versus training length, 300 EP 600 EP VIT S, 1672.573.4 VIT B, 1676.576.7. The smaller VIT S enjoys the benefit of training longer, and improves by 0.9% when extending to 600 epochs. This is similar to the behavior of R50, which was typically trained for 800 epochs, reference 10. But the gain of training longer is diminishing on VIT-B. Based on this ablation, we train the bigger VIT-L-H for 300 epochs presented next, table 1. 6.3. Comparisons with prior art self-supervised transformers. Table 1 in SEC. 1 presents MOCO V3 results with different VIT models, compared with state-of-the-art self-supervised transformers. Both IGPT, reference 9, and the mask patch prediction in, reference 16, can be categorized as the mask auto-encoding paradigm, e.g., GPT, reference 37, 7 and BERT, reference 15. Our MOCO-based VIT has higher accuracy and smaller models than IGPT, under the same linear probing protocol and training data. The mask patch prediction in, reference 16, is pre-trained on JFT300M and end-to-end fine-tuned in ImageNet, which we append as a reference. Our self-supervised VIT models have higher accuracy when the models are bigger. This is in contrast to the supervised results in reference 16, where VIT-L has lower accuracy than VIT-B when pre-trained in ImageNet 1K, 21K. Actually, for VIT-L, our self-supervised pre-training with linear probing, 77.6%, is better than the supervised counterpart in reference 16, 76.53%. When trained in ImageNet 1K.4, these comparisons suggest that self-supervised learning is a tool for generic representation learning is less prone to overfitting. Comparisons with big res nets. In Fig. 8. We compare with the state-of-the-art big res nets reported by SimCLRV2, reference 11, and BIAL, reference 18. We note that both SimCLRV2 and BIAL use a momentum encoder. Our baseline VIT-MOCO, the curve of VIT-MOCO V3, is slightly better than ResNet SimCLRV2 in the small model regime, but the envelopes become just comparable for larger models. SimCLRV2 with SK ResNet, selective kernel, reference 29, a form of attention, has a higher envelope. BIAL also has a higher envelope with wider ResNets, 1 to 4x, and has an outstanding point with a deeper ResNet, R202x. 5. It S5. It L pre-train 5. It B. We notice that this comparison concerns a composition of many choices. As one example, the default VIT backbone in reference 16 uses layer norm, lane, while the default ResNet reference 21 uses batch norm, BN. These design choices can lead to a systematic gap. In our preliminary experiments, we explore replacing lane with BN in the VIT backbone and hash X27 SMLP blocks, i.e., excluding self-attention blocks. We simply refer to this as a VIT-BN backbone. It leads to approximately 1% improvement consistently, see Fig. 8. In IGPT, reference 9, accuracy can be improved by using longer sequences in the pixel domain. Here we explore longer sequences by reducing the patch size to 7x7.7 in Fig. 8. This keeps the model size unchanged, but increases flops to approximately 6x. It can improve the accuracy by approximately 2-3%. The gain of using small patches is also observed in reference 8. MOCO V3 achieves 81.0% with VIT BNL 7. As a comparison, the previous best results under the linear probing protocol are 79.8% with SimCLRV2, SK ResNet 152-3x, and 79.6% with BYAL, ResNet 200-2x. Discussion. While the bigger self-supervised VIT can achieve better accuracy, the results are saturated. This is unlike the trend in NLP, where bigger transformers learn better representations, e.g., reference 4. A potential solution is to use more data. The saturation can also be caused by the limited power of the existing instance-based pretext task, reference 45. It may be desired to design more difficult pretext tasks. Our self-supervised VIT models are competitive with the big convolutional ResNets. It suggests that VIT can learn strong representations with fewer inductive biases, reference 16. However, we also find that the accuracy only decreases by a bit even if removing the only positional inductive bias, position embedding, suggesting that in our method VIT relies less on positional information than convolutional networks. End-to-end fine-tuning. Table 5 reports end-to-end fine-tuning results. We use the DAET codebase, reference 42, and all its default settings unless specified. MOCO V3 achieves 83.2% with VIT-B under 150 epic fine-tuning. Substantially bet 8 ter than DAET and hash X27. S81.8% at 300 epics. In addition, MOCO V3 has 84.1% with VIT-L when fine-tuned for only 100 epics with a drop path rate of 0.5. This short schedule demonstrates the effectiveness of MOCO pre-training. We have also found DAET-L diverges under its default settings, and a different solution may be needed. 6.4. Transfer learning. In Table 6, we evaluate transfer learning. We study the 4 downstream datasets as in reference 16. We fine-tune the models end-to-end, also following reference 16. Our self-supervised VIT has better transfer learning accuracy when the model size increases from VIT-B to VIT-L, yet it gets saturated when increased to VIT-H. As a comparison, the ImageNet supervised VIT in reference 16 becomes saturated or overfitted starting at VIT-L. Our self-supervised VIT achieves better results than its ImageNet supervised counterparts in 3 of these 4 datasets. The overfitting is more prominent when training the big VIT models from scratch in these small datasets. The accuracy in general decreases with bigger VIT. We also find that the from-scratch VIT results are much worse than their ResNet counterparts, cf. Table 8 in reference 10, in these small datasets. This suggests that if data are not enough, it is difficult for VIT to learn representations in the lack of inductive biases. Self-supervised pre-training can close this gap and largely reduce overfitting in small datasets. Finally, we note that with supervised pre-training in bigger datasets, ImageNet 21K or JFT300M, the VIT results in reference 16 can be better than ours when transferring to these small datasets. A potential future work is to perform self-supervised pre-training for big VIT models in bigger data. This is analogous to the trajectory of unsupervised pre-training in NLP in the past years, reference 37, 15, 38, 4, i.e. Both models and datasets are scaled up. 7. Conclusion. We have explored training VIT in the recently popular self-supervised frameworks. Our comparisons concern several aspects, including VIT versus convolutional networks, supervised versus self-supervised, and contrastive learning versus masked autoencoding. We report positive evidence as well as challenges, open questions, and opportunities. We hope our empirical study will be useful for the community to close the gap of pre-training between vision and language. Postscript. After the first version of this manuscript, an author of BIT, reference 25, and VIT, reference 16, Lucas Bayer, echoed that the exact same behavior was observed for supervised BIT-ResNet in ImageNet 21K. The instability problem can be more general than the scope of this paper. A. Additional implementation details data augmentation. We follow the good practice in existing works, reference 45, 20, 10, 18. Our augmentation policy includes random resized cropping, horizontal flipping, color jittering, reference 45, grayscale conversion, reference 45, blurring, reference 10, and solarization, reference 18. We take two 224 by 224 crops for each image in each iteration. Batch norm. We use SyncBN as our default batch norm implementation, following reference 10. When BN is used, there are two options on batching. All samples and crops are in the same batch, i.e., BN is over 4096 by 2 crops for 4096 images, and only different images are in the same batch, i.e., the two crops of the same image are separately forwarded in two 4096 batches. We notice that the code of SimCLR, reference 10, adopts the former option, while the code in BIL, reference 18, adopts the latter. The pseudocode in our ALG 1 implies that we adopt the latter. The BN batching size influences the gradient variance, and the two implementations should lead to different results. Atom W implementation. We notice that in PyTorch and JAX, the weight decay in Atom W is implemented as ear asterisk WD asterisk weight, consistent with reference 31. But in TensorFlow it is implemented as WD asterisk weight, and WD needs to be scaled beforehand. In our TPU, TensorFlow code, we follow the version consistent with reference 31. MLP heads in BIL and SWAVE. In our BIL plus VIT implementation, the projection, prediction MLP heads have BN in their hidden layers, but not in their output layers, which faithfully follow, reference 18. In our SWAVE plus VIT implementation, we use no BN in the MLP heads, which is a configuration that performs the best in our SWAV experiments. KNN monitor. The KNN monitor, reference 45, is a widely used tool in self-supervised learning research. The KNN evaluation was often performed sparsely, e.g., once per epoch. We notice that this may hide the sudden dips in the curves. To better reveal the sudden changes, we monitor the KNN performance more densely, e.g., every tens of iterations. This is prohibitive even though the KNN classifier does not need training. We adopt a few approximations to make it feasible. We maintain a small memory bank, reference 45, whose length is 10% of ImageNet, for the purpose of KNN search. This memory bank is updated per iteration by the features from the training samples, which are augmented images. This memory bank is maintained as a queue similar to reference 29, so it requires no extra feature extraction. We use the features from the class token for KNN monitoring, so the monitor is independent of the choice of the head. Other details follow the KNN implementation in reference 45. We find that this approximate KNN monitor is sufficient to reflect the stability of training MoCo V3 for RESNET 50. The implementation follows the good practice in recent works, reference 10, 18. It uses the LARS optimizer, reference 47, with a 4096 batch, reference 10, LR equals 0.3, WD equals 1.5 times 10 to the minus 6. The temperature is T equals 1.0. The encoder Fuchs momentum coefficient is M equals 0.996 and increases to 1 with a cosine schedule, reference 18. The augmentation is the same as described above. Reference 13. Xinlei Chen and Kaiming He. Exploring Simple Siamese Repra 10. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage. PapersRead.ai.